Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. YouTube has paused all its TrueView discovery ads. Facebook is strengthening its fight against fake news in the UK. And Telefonica has given its users the chance to have more control over their data in a new app. YouTube has paused all of its TrueView discovery ads in order to implement changes to the way they work. TrueView discovery ads show as related videos and in the mobile search results and are expected to be offline until the end of June 2017. The need to change the current setup comes after many major UK and US advertisers left the site after it became apparent that big brands were appearing next to highly contentious content. In response, Google has said that new brand safety measures were being applied to YouTube, adding that it was also making changes to ad targeting, which would take into account a user's search history. One of the changes includes channels undergoing a brand safety check before they can be accepted into the YouTube partner program to show adverts. Facebook has announced that it's to introduce new measures to fight fake news in the UK. The introduction of the new technology will occur just in time for the lead-up to the country's general election in June. Facebook has said that it's made improvements to recognize inauthentic accounts by identifying patterns of activity without having to read each article or examine each page individually. The company also joined Google in supporting the fact-checking organization's Full Fact and First Draft, which currently work with major newsrooms in stopping the spread of misinformation. Facebook has also taken its campaign to raise awareness of the issues offline by publishing ads in British newspapers warning readers of fake news. These actions come after it was found that fake news articles may have had a strong impact on the results of both the US presidential election and Britain's EU referendum in 2016. The telecommunications company Telefonica has given its German customers the power to control their own data. A new app released by the company called O2Get will be the first to give control to users over how the data from the app is used by companies. The release of the app comes before the strict General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, which will take effect in EU countries in 2018, forcing data carriers to obtain explicit permission from users before storing it. Telefonica said in a statement that the app much aligned with the GDPR requirements for transparency and user control of own data. eMarketer has forecasted that there will be a 130% rise in American users of digital assistants in 2017. It's expected that by the end of the year, nearly 36 million people in the US will be using the technology on at least a monthly basis, with 70% of them using Amazon's Echo. The vice president of eMarketer's forecasting department said that the reason for the projected increase is that consumers are becoming increasingly comfortable with the technology and are finding more reasons to adopt these devices as prices go down. It was also found that it's millennials who are likely to see the highest level of growth in the next 3 years, with nearly 40% of them expected to be users of digital assistants by 2019. eMarketer said that the other reason for this is that older millennials are the core users of virtual assistants, mainly due to the demand for functionality over entertainment. And finally, the clothing brand Tommy Hilfiger has launched a clothing app in Europe. Users of the app will be able to shop online as well as directly from the brand's Instagram page. The release makes Tommy Hilfiger one of the first luxury brands to release its own app and will feature a loyalty program feature and enable in-store scanning. The chief brand officer at Tommy Hilfiger said that the company aims to make every look immediately available to all consumers around the world. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.